MoneyWeb now on the money.
I'm chatting now with Paul Matthew. He's CEO of the Association of Meat Importers and Exporters of Southern Africa. Paul, appreciate the early morning part. Meat exporting, an important part of our agri-economy. We export a fair bit, but you make a point in a note you put out late last week that we're not maximizing it. And we've got relationships that are sort of in place, but being allowed to, maybe deteriorate's too strong a word, but not being maximized as they could potentially be.
Yeah, morning, Simon, and morning to the listeners. Yeah, we sit in a situation, obviously, as a country, we've had issues with foot and mouth and so on, but we have markets that are open to us to say, you know, we would accept your product as is, being vaccinated. And a good example of this is the UAE. But our problem is that we cannot get our own government to get these markets open for us to actually get the product through. So there seems to be a real problem in terms internally with the Department of Agriculture to get these health certificates in place.
And that was going to be my next question. I mean, I imagine a farmer can do a lot, but ultimately it is the department, it is government, which is the important player, the significant player in this environment, particularly in the case of export.
Yeah, 100%. So what initially happens is that these trade agreements have to be negotiated between government and government. So as private sector, we can't even get involved in it. Obviously, we can facilitate discussion. We can push from our side, but they need to put it together. So, I mean, if you just have a really good example, if you look at Qatar, it's been closed for 2 years now. They're ready to take our lambs. We're ready to export. But, you know, in the two-year period, we've lost reason as a industry, as a country, about 1.5 billion since 2024, which is ridiculous. And yeah, there just seems to be no urgency from government side to get the process going. And then on the other hand, you've got the minister saying publicly, oh, we've got countries that are interested in our products, and putting that out into the media space. But his own department, he's not moving and getting these markets open for us.
I get your point. I mean, and I mean, it is, you know, the interest is great, but we need that process to actually happen. And some of it would seem to be, I mean, inconsistency. I mean, the article you write around inconsistent veterinary interpretation between provinces. I mean, this is an old story that I imagine has been ongoing for some time and is a huge stumbling block potentially.
Absolutely. So what happens in South Africa, the actual provinces through the state vets, they are actually authorized to sign off health certificates for export. They sit now, they refuse to move because they're saying they're not hearing from national. National not communicating back down to provincial to say, you know, these are issues, this is what you're working on. So there's just no communication between national and the provinces. So everything just sits. Everyone just sits now, waits for national, and nothing's happening on their end. So yes, you know, we just lose days and days of really good trade. And obviously, these animals are being produced. The farmers are farming them. And we don't have markets to go and place them.
And that's the crisis aspect of it, is that we could be doing this. We could be that 1.5 billion you mentioned to Qatar. We could have supplied it. And it would have created foreign revenue, would have created income for farmers, jobs. I mean, the whole gambit. We know what happens when we export. It's good for the economy.
Absolutely. And it's good for the SA consumer because remember, when you're exporting, you're getting a far better price for that cut. So it helps regulate the price, you know, for the consumer back home. So when you have a glut of all this product on the market, is that the farmers need to recoup costs. And who pays for that? You and I as a consumer.
I hadn't thought of that. So. A last question. You mentioned foot and mouth, and I would have thought that would essentially have closed off our export borders in the beef industry. But is that perhaps potentially not the case for all markets?
So, you know, it's It all depends what the country you're exporting to, what their sanitary requirements are. So if they're happy with the program of vaccination, there's good traceability, they would accept the product. And we can see that with the UAE. We see that now with Jordan. So we've just opened the market for Jordan for beef. So these countries are saying we accept your vaccination plan. Therefore, get the product to us. Our government just sits on it and does nothing about it.
And that just it's bad all around. Make no mistake around that. We leave it there. That's Paul Matthew. He's CEO of the Association of Meat Importers and Exporters of Southern Africa. Appreciate the early morning.